Masechet Baba Kama Perek Het Mishnah He. We'll talk about the principle of Kimle Bidrabamine. If you have two different punishments that arrive from violating one prohibition, then only the stronger of the punishments applies. We mentioned this in Mishnah Gimel, where cases where you would think that you apply this principle, but you don't, and the monetary payment still applies. Here, we'll talk about where a person is hayav mita, the death penalty, and therefore, all of these five different financial penalties will not apply because a person should be put to death. Mishnah says, Hamake avi ve'imo ve'asa behin habura. If someone hurts his mother or his father and wounds them, he draws blood or makes a bruise on them. Ve'ahovel ba havero b'shabbat. If somebody wounds another person on Shabbat, which is also hayav mita, patur mikulan, you're exempt from making any of the five damage payments. Mipnei shehu nidon benafsho, because the guy is supposed to lose his life, he's supposed to be put to death instead, and therefore you hold on to that punishment of him supposed to being put to death of hayav mita by bet din, and you don't have to make the monetary payments. By the way, even if he's not actually put to death, in a situation where there's no bet din or there's no death penalty, the person would still not have to make those payments because technically he is hayav mita. If somebody hurts or wounds his own Kena'ani slave, he's exempt from making any of these payments because the slave belongs to him, even though he's doing something terrible. Not allowed to hurt another human being, God forbid. You can't treat a slave harshly. Obviously, you can't hurt him, but he would be exempt from payments if he did.